Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further, amen.
Turn it down.
If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet right here in your presence. Somebody come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press
in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet. But I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet. I will be whole. Still believe, I will just lay at your feet, but I will be all. I still believe, I will just praise,
his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, God, for health, life, and strength. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks. I am excited once again to be here on the broadcast to bring to you our special guest. And I just want to just encourage the listeners. You know, the song was talking about, Lord, take my heart, take my mind. Wow. It's a form of worship when we allow God to take all of us. God has created mankind to worship him, pressing into his presence. That worship arises from a relationship with him. And the Bible tells us about it. In John, when God desires worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And when you get in his presence, the spirit of worship just come over you. Yes, I'm excited tonight because even in the presence of that song, I felt the presence of God. So I'm excited about the word that my sister prophetess Pam Hines has prepared, the word that God has given her. I'm excited, I'll tell you. Even in the process of my going and doing, this is a commitment that I have committed to God to do. So I'm honored, I'm delighted to bring forth the woman of God.
Thank you,
as she comes forth. God bless you, prophetess.
Yes, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank God for this opportunity to use me as a vessel to bring forth his word on this evening. And it is a powerful word from the heavens. And I just want to go into prayer right now. I just want to go into prayer and thank God for the word in the name of Jesus. Father, I come in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father, on one accord with everybody, the prophetess Teresa, and everybody that's tapped in on this airline, this radio broadcast. Father, just let the Holy Spirit use me. Just remove my flesh and let the spirit and the will power of you, Lord Jesus, the power that Jesus won back, our will power. He shed his blood and to give the Holy Spirit the anointing to speak this awesome word of God and bless everyone on the line to receive and to be blessed by this blessing of his word. And the title is Seven Places Jesus Shared His Blood. I'm going to speak on it. I did my research. Some scriptures I'm just going to call out, and one I will go and read. So if you can write it down so you can research this, but this is a powerful word from straight from the heaven. So I want to talk about the first place Jesus shed his blood was in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night of the Last Supper with his disciples. And it was not by accident. The first place Jesus ransomed us or shed the redemption of blood was in the garden, because the first place we lost the power of God, blessing, was in another garden called the Garden of Eden. So I want to talk about the Garden of Eden. We're going to just touch on that. When Adam and Eve. Now, Eve was deceived by Satan. But Adam made a choice. Ooh, shed it, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Adam made a choice to be disobedient. So the willpower we lost in the Garden of Eve was lost because of Adam disobedient. So, but when Jesus won it back in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus said, not my will, but that will is done. In Matthew 26, it tells us, Matthew 26, 39, you can write this down, and it talks about, he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed and said, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will. So when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane, I hope I'm pronouncing that word, and it's kind of hard for me to pronounce Gethsemane. When he prayed on that last night, he prayed and he was in agony. It was his last night. It was his night. He knew what he had to do for the whole world. He knew what he had to go and pray for. And when he prayed, He prayed, oh, my Father, if it's possible. What he say? Let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will. So then the angel came to him. We're going to go to Luke 22:43-46, and then we're going to talk on that. Then the angel appeared to him from heaven, stricken him and being in agony. Oh, my God, what is agony? Agony is something nagging at you. It's fear. It's pain. To the point that you be so stressed out, like we be so stressed out, so sometimes it can cause a blood vessel. Your blood pressure go up. I mean, it was in that part where Jesus knew that when he went in there to pray, he knew that he was praying for the whole universe. So when he went in there and prayed, he was in agony, and he prayed more honestly. Then he sweat, all that prayer, just praying. Through all that agony, through all that pain, through all that distress, because agony had to take on a whole lot of pressure. Then he sweated. He became like a great drop of blood falling down to the ground. Ooh, gee, that's powerful. When he rose up from praying and he came to his disciples and he found them sleeping for sorrow, then he said to them, why do you sleep? Raise and pray and then enter into temptation and leave. So Jesus knew at that time when he dripped that blood, that's when he won back our willpower. Not our will, but God's will. So when people say, I don't have the willpower to stop doing drugs. I don't have the willpower to stop smoking, to stop drinking, to stop living in sin, or stop with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He gave us the willpower. That's the first place he dripped his blood, and in that garden, and he prayed, and he won back what Adam, what the devil meant for evil, God turned them out for our good. So we know everything that we face and ask God for, we say, Lord, let thy will be done, not my will, but your will. Because Adam was disobedient, Eve was deceived. So the God and Eve, it was been deceived, and it was over with. He blocked it, but then he sent a second Adam, which it was Jesus. And that's the first place Jesus shed his blood. He won back our willpower to say yes to him and to say no to Satan. No, he shed blood. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. And that's the first place that Jesus shed his blood. And you want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can read this on, you can go to Luke 22:43-46. The real power was restored by the blood of Jesus. It was the blood. Jesus shed his blood. And that God, he shed it so we can say yes to the will of God and for your life and no to the enemy of your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The second place, Jesus shed his blood. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I just want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for going forth on tonight. This is a powerful word from the heavens. The stripes of Jesus back won back our health. And the word said, this is the second place Jesus shed his blood at the whip post. Thank you, Heavenly Father. But we're going to go to Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was buried for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. So when they took Jesus, when I did the research and I just kind of researched the Bible and did some things as the Holy Spirit, and when he was 39 times, you can see Matthew 27:26, 39 time. Under the Jews' punishment, the person who gave 40 lashes, however, it's impossible. But Jesus, 39 times, he was whipped to the flesh of his bones so we can be healed. We can be healed of all this sickness, AIDS, cancer, muscles, any diseases, anything that has been defeated and consequences by the blood of Jesus, that God showed willingness to heal everyone through his stripes. That's the second time Jesus shed his blood at the whip post. So God knows that God does. He does the healing. And the Bible tells that Jesus Christ is the same today as yesterday, forevermore. He is. In Hebrews 13, tell us that he is the, he's still doing healing. We have to believe and know that Jesus has beat with many stripes at the whip post. Whip post and whipped them and whipped them. Just imagine how he had to get them many stripes so we can live, so we can be healed from sin, iniquity. All this stuff that he died from, sickness, a physical sickness, emotional sickness. He is so awesome, and we thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Heavenly Father. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for that's the second place that Jesus shed his blood. And we have to just give him thanks and to forgive us. Because it's like the blood covering. It's including healing, and it does not mean to be forgiven. It means to be healed. Salvation means to make who is in every way. It make us whole in every way, because what did he do? He went, and they whipped him and whipped him so we can be healed. And that's the second place Jesus shed his blood. Thank you, hallelujah. We love you, Heavenly Father. We just want to thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We're going to go to the third place. This is Jesus. Crown of thorns won back our prosperity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's the third place that Jesus shed his blood. The third place Jesus shed his blood, it broke the curse of prosperity. I'm sorry, poverty. Now, some people say, when the thorns, and I think the thorns is something that the Roman soldier, they found, and they ground it with nails and everything, and it just ground it on Jesus, and they put it on his head, and they ground it, and it's like how they twist it around his head. And what did it do? It dripped blood on the ground. So we won't no longer have to live in poverty. We have to believe and trust God, and he shared his blood for us to have prosperity. He shared us the simple prosperity was a plate on the brow of Jesus. But then Adam, the throne of piercing, he shared his blood for our redemption for poverty. But it was cursed with poverty by the sweat of Adam, but he were redeemed from the curse of poverty by the blood of Jesus. We don't have to no longer say, we have to live on poverty poor. We ain't got this. We don't have this. Jesus was even rich from the heaven. Jesus was never poor. And that's what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches that Jesus became poor. It means he was poor in comparison to what he had had in the heaven home. In the heaven streets I made with what? Pure gold, walls and gates. And they're not only poverty balls in our God body, when someone reads because became pro, when Jesus became pro, he was pro in relationship. How we have to live right now. You were to take all. The same God did not mean for us to be pro. He did not mean for us to live because he's rich. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. God is an awesome God. He gives it to us. He loves us so much, and we just give it to his people. We just bless his people. He owns the earth and the fullness of it. That's what Psalm 50:10 says. Heir to the covenant of promise. Psalm 50:12, I'm calling out the scripture because he said, let's see what else the word of God has said about prosperity. The wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. So what it meant for, again, he meant for evil, God said, I turn into the good, Proverbs 13:22. We shall remember the Lord God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, Deuteronomy 8:18. So Jesus died and shed his blood with the thorn, and they twisted around his head, so we no longer have to be in poverty. We can live. the way God intended to live through the Christ, through Jesus, who died, who shed his blood to have whatever we want. We ask and it shall be given. We ask and it shall be given. Given, and it will be given to you. See, as long as you do the will of God, and as long as you bless his people and tell you who to bless, and whoever he say tithe and tithing is blessing the poor, taking care of the poor, and feeding the country, whatever he tells, whatever you do for God, he said he will give it, and he will be given to you. You give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressing down, shaking together, running over. It will be put into the bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And that's Luke 6:38. See, we can just search these scriptures when Second Corinthians says 9:18, and God is able to make all grace abounded towards you, that you always have, in all things, may have abundance for every good work. So anything we do through Christ in good works, do what he tells us to do, speedily bless his people and take care of his people. He blessing us, but that's what Jesus, that was the third place Jesus died, and he broke the curse of poverty. We don't have to no longer live in it. And I just want to say thank you. It says, blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of ungodly. Psalm 1:1. See, bless those who not walk in ungodly. What that tells you, God ain't nothing. He will not give us nothing. And we thank you, Jesus, for that third place. We don't know how. We don't have to settle for poverty. We don't have to let nobody brainwash us and tell us that God don't want us to be wealthy, but through him, but through the blood of Jesus, to be lined up with his word. That's what get us the things that he will have us to get. And these are scriptures. Just like I have to say again, the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Come on now. And that's the third place. Jesus shed his blood. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I got my notes all together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, by the power of the blood of Jesus. Jesus pierced hand, one fact, dominion over the things we touch. Hallelujah. The fourth place, Jesus shed his blood. This is the fourth place Jesus' blood was shared. From his hand. You know, when the soldiers pound them spikes, nails, oh, Jesus, to him, to the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe that through the blood shed from his nails, pierced hand, God says everything we put out. Hallelujah. Okay, slow down. Everything he put our hand to heal. We cause to prosperity. And that's what Genesis 39:3 says. Ain't God awesome? Everything we touch. And this is the word of God. He has given us dominion over everything we touch. Because when they drug the nail through his hand, pounded his spikes, our hands were blessed through the blood of Jesus. Genesis 1:26-28 say, then God said, let us make man of our own image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds, over the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image, in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish or the sea, over the bird, over the air, over every living thing that moves on earth. Oh, my God. Ain't that awesome? Everything. He said, be fruitful. He gave us everything in our hands because Jesus shed blood for us to have dominion. Over everything. We call it out in the blood. We say in the blood of Jesus, I take authority and dominion over this. And God placed all authorities in the hand. So when he was talking about how he had placed all his movements, Adam had this. Adam, God placed all the hands in Adam and Eve, but Adam disobeyed God. So the authority was taken from us. And they became the God of this world. And then Satan began to charge. But I believe that when Jesus was crucified, What did he do? He shed his blood that they fight into his hands. So he redeemed our dominion and became overcomer. And our authority has been, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. God is good. Thank you, Heavenly Father. See, he died. He shed his blood in the fourth place. When they were preparing themselves and they cooked, hallelujah, thank you, I can kind of, it touches my heart to know that Jesus, our Father, which I in heaven loved us so much, that he sent his only begotten Son to die in the process that Jesus had to go through so we can win our willpower back and our dominion. The stuff that when Adam was disobedient and Jesus came in and shed the blood, the process of getting willed. Oh my God, to lose the will of the power of God and to gain it back through all the agony and pain and fearful things that Jesus had to go through when he prayed. Oh my God, thank you, Heavenly Father. I just want to say thank you to the place where he gave it back, so he knows that he had to be crucified so we can be able to have the power of blood in our hands. So when we lay hands and we lay hands over our children, we lay hands over our home, anything that we call our dominion and have power, we lay in the blood of Jesus. So Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying and for this. For this place, Heavenly Father, for giving us dominion over everything that creeps and crawls, and that we can touch anything that we want to touch through the power of the blood of Jesus, because you were pierced for such a time like that. And that was the fourth place that Jesus shed his blood. And I just thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to in between to give you the praises and thank you for loving us so much that, oh my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is an awesome God. We just want to thank you and bless your holy name because you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, do this. We can't even imagine. Can't even imagine what Jesus felt like. We go through stuff and we think it's the end of the world. But just hear these processes that he had to take so we could live, so we can. We can get back dominion over our hands, places, and our willpower that we can say, not our will, but your will. Because what do our will do? Our will is disobedient. I just got to go through this because thank you, Jesus. To sit here and then take all this, because when I was studying this, I wanted to cry, but I said, Lord, hold back my tears because I know you want the people to know that this is what you died for. They don't have to no longer say, I can't do it. They don't know how, they don't have to say, I don't have the power to take over dominion because you sent your only to share his blood. It's in the blood. So we just want to thank you, Heavenly Father, the fifth place where Jesus shed his blood. Jesus pierced feet. His pierced feet won back dominion over the place we walk. Now that's awesome. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. And I can just imagine when we're on the fifth place that Jesus shed his blood. First, it was the fourth place was his hand. So if we won't lay hands on the things that we want, and everything that I had spoke on with that will be done, it was the experience that I actually saw these things come to pass in people's lives, even in some of my life. When you can speak them things to exist, when he give you dominion to just call out, you be in situations that you don't know how to come out, and you just stuck. And I remember a situation where when he talked about dominion over the sea, the fishes, and everything that creeps and crawls. I just want to share this. I just want to step back a little bit and share this because I have to say that everything that God, the Holy Spirit, is talking about right now, I've seen it and I experienced it. And I remember I was on my way over a friend's house, and it was this big, vicious dog. And all I could do is stand still. All I could do, I just stood there. I mean, I'm talking about Bishop. It was like he was walking back and forth. And we was like, I was walking through a vacant lot to get to the house. That was the shortcut. Sometimes shortcuts ain't good. But anyway, he was right there. I mean, I can't remember the name of this dog, but it was Bishop. And all I could do is stand there. And all I could do was say, Jesus, Jesus, you have given me a power. I didn't say that. I said power over this. In the name of Jesus, all I could say is talk to Jesus. And the dog looked like that he was gone. And then I didn't move. And then he would come back and do a vicious look at me. And all I could do, Jesus, you have given me power through the blood. All I could see the blood of Jesus. I did it three times, and then the dog went. And when he went, I jumped over that fence so fast, I didn't even look back to see was he coming. But that's just to tell you the power of the blood of Jesus that he won back our dominion. That we have power over everything that creeps in. Oh, I just had to step back a little bit on that one. The fifth place was when they dug the nail in his feet to the cross. The blood shed his feet. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everywhere we walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every place on which the soles of your feet tread shall be yours. Hallelujah. Thank you. Deuteronomy 11:24, when Jesus' blood shed on the feet, everywhere we walk, everywhere the soles of your foot tread shall be yours. And that's powerful. And I could believe that because of my son and my daughter-in-law. They wanted this house. They had been through so much looking for a house, and she knew what she was praying for. I mean, they stayed, prayed, but they trust and believe that God, and she would call it out. She said, God has given me power, no meaning. And she would just pray. And when she saw this house, she knew it was hers. She knew it. She didn't care what they said. I mean, it's a testimony in that itself. My daughter-in-law didn't care. Even when my son kind of waved it off, she had her husband back. She still stayed on the word of God. My daughter-in-law, I'm talking about, she would call me and we would pray, and she would come get me to the point that you know how they put the key in the box, and then just you know, when people want to come see, my daughter-in-law got the key. And she went in there and she claimed and she called it and she prayed, and they in that house right today. Hallelujah. I'm talking about beautiful. And God, it was just like almost given to them how God had gave a vision of the house and everything. And we were connected into that, how we prayed. How God, and I knew and she knew that was her house. Because what Jesus do through his feet, and she prayed and walked around the house, walked in the house, up and down the stairs with God just showed favor and everything. I'm telling you, God is awesome. There's no meaning over the place we walk. I mean, I'm talking about things that happen to our children during the school days, and sometimes before the school comes, sometimes before the school starts in the summer, we can go and pray and walk around that school. Because one day I had my foster kids, and it was a lot of things going on at the school where we were living at, and me and a spiritual person of God went with me, and I anointed them. And I prayed, and we walked around there 7 times, and oh my God, I ain't heard nothing about that school yet. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm just talking about how God, if we believe and have enough faith that the power that's greater than him that in us is the meaning that he gave us when we walk. And we pray for our children, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them. Knowing that God is awesome, and he already, when we walk, and when I walked, and I walked around that school, and I claimed it, and she claimed that house, and claimed the things that we know that God can do if we just believe and live in that order. And that's how the fifth place where Jesus shed his blood was dominion when we walked. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God, the fifth place. The fifth place, the blessing of the Lord God. Oh, my God, what did the word man, what did he say? To be the head is not the tail. But what's supposed to be above only and not beneath. Thank you, Jesus. See, 12:28-13. And I pray this is so powerful. God is just, we have to plead the blood over our families, over the things that we have to plead and plead and know that God has protected us from the enemy. The enemy don't have no power. He lost it. When Jesus was going through these process, just dying and sharing his blood at every place, that we can have no meaning of, that we don't have to no longer live in property, that we don't have to, it's his will, not our will. And that's what Jesus did, and to do, to love us just that much, that's awesome, as we should love. I'm talking about how iniquity, how he died for our iniquity, how he was healed, many stripes, so we can live, so we can believe that it's healing right now, today, he's still doing it, because yesterday and today, forever, nothing changed, nothing, but we got to believe. We got to believe and be lined up to receive. He's powerful. Thank you, Jesus. So the fifth place where Jesus shed his blood and his feet, when his feet got nailed. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nothing, nothing. For we put all subjection under him, that nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things, but under him we do. 2:6-8. Ain't he awesome? It's all about him. It is him. It's him. We can't do nothing without the blood of Jesus. Nothing. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's the fifth place. It's dominion over things. Hallelujah. We walk. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see one at that. You want that house, go get it. Whatever it is, that job, whatever it is that you want and you line up with Jesus and through his righteousness, go get it. That husband, whatever it is, he shed the blood, dominion, go get it. Go get it, whatever, walk, whatever you got to do, believe it and it's done. I've seen it, I experienced it. Hallelujah. And I knew some of you guys on this line got to know because you own it and you believe. The word is real. That's why we got to go through a process as he went, a process. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The sixth place, Jesus shed his blood. Jesus pierced hard, won back our joy. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This is really what got me. This is really that blew me away right here. And I just when I went to the sixth place that Jesus shed his blood, and when I researched it through the scriptures and everything, as I was writing down and things that the Holy Spirit would use you to different books and stuff to help you along the way. This really touched me because it was like I felt the pain. I can imagine what Jesus did for the whole world to die. Jesus pierced heart, won back our joy. And the sixth place, Jesus shed his blood. Now, if I did my research and as it was like was where a soldier dug a spear to his back. Thank you, Jesus. I can. And blood were pulled out. Jesus died so that we could be forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. He was heartbroken. Jesus was heartbroken from the weight of our sins. Oh, my God. Just imagine the nails in his hands, his feet. Did not hold him on the cross. Oh, my God, and it touched me. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I mean, his love for us did. His love for us hung on the cross, heartbroken for us. And when the Roman soldier pierced his side, that the blood from him broke, hard flown forth for us. Now, come on. God is awesome. Jesus died so we can have joy. And I remember sometimes I could be sitting, I could be just went through something, and I could be crying and I could be praying, and all of a sudden a joy just hit me. I remember I used to just have to get up because I couldn't sit there, and as I was walking and as I was going to the grocery store, as I joy, and I began to praise God in the midst of it. But see, when I was started researching it and a long time ago, I had got this book, and it was talking about seven times Jesus shed his blood, and I couldn't believe what was it talking about. And I went through the Bible and scripture and put the Holy Spirit put everything together, and I could just not believe, because he was pierced, he was a spear in his thigh about our joy. The joy of God and his love for us. His love. God is awesome, and I just want to say thank you. And the bone of it. And it says in the scripture, had prophesied that no bone in the Messiah's body was broken. And it say that in John, researches in John 36 and Psalms 34:20. When they got to Jesus to break his leg, they found there was no need. He was already dead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Luke 4:18, say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and capture and recovery of the hallelujah, and to set liberty to those who are oppressed. So come on. He died and he healed our heart, our broken heart, because his heart was broken for the whole world. And the joy of the Lord through the appearance of his side, the appearance of his side when they drug that spirit into his side. Thank you, Jesus, to forgive. We have to forgive. He forgave the sin of this world. Hallelujah. And that's the sixth place that Jesus shed his blood. And then you can read it more. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Hallelujah. That's it. The devil is alive. What the devil meant for the evil, God turned it for our good. Thank you, Heavenly Father. People do not despise thieves if he steals to satisfy himself. But when it's shame and we yet, when he is found, we must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house, Proverbs 6:30-31. See, the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But when you discover that in the battle with the flesh and blood, you realize that it's not people who steal life from us, but who is it? The thief. It is not, oh my God. It's the thief. It's not people. People. Satan uses people to try to come against us. But God, sevenfold knows that you can be confident to know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. He wanted back the joy. And look what he had to do. It was his love. And then they couldn't even break nothing. They couldn't do nothing because the love of Jesus took him to the cross and held him up there. Thank you, Jesus. And what did he say? It's finished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The broken heart of Jesus that gave us our joy back, and to give him thanks, to give us power over things, to live happy and abundantly with him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I just want to thank you so much for this. I have to, in between this message, and thank God, because it's just amazing what he did and the process that he had to go through so we can live, so we can get our joy back, so we can have dominion over things that creep and crawl. You know, even transgression to our iniquity of sins and how we got beat with many stripes. The power of God, the power is in his blood, that said, it's in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That is the sixth place that Jesus shed his blood. In forgiveness, in love, in joy. The breaking, his heart was broken. Oh, my God. Four things had passed away. Things have passed away. Some things is over because he died. He took it into the cross through his blood that he shared on his way when he got to the nails and for the piercing. And oh my God, thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you. I just want to stop and listen. Everybody should just stop him. Even through each one of these places, there's a process that he took. Old things have passed away. We become a new creature in Christ to receive all of this, to let our hearts to be repaired, to do and just give him the praises, and just how he laid his life down through his blood. It was the blood. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And that was the sixth place that Jesus shed his blood. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are on the seventh place. Jesus shed his blood. Jesus uses one our deliverance from inner hurt and our iniquity. Oh my God. So this is the seventh place. Jesus shed his blood. And Isaiah 53:5 say, but he was wounded for our transgression. I'm sorry. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastening for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The seventh place that Jesus shared was his abuse. When he went to the gates of hell and took the key to the kingdom and broke every curse, every sin of our iniquity. And you know what iniquity means? It's a week of acting of sin. And then when I researched and got more, but the Holy Spirit has shown me that iniquity can also be understood as any spirit that tries to break us down. Come on. If it is a spiritual force on the inside that presses us to all of being under a detective nature. Now, you know what nature do. What is nature? It's the air, the trees, things, principalities, and how. But the devil is a lie. Because Jesus was bruised to all of this. Think about the bruises that he took. From the time he prayed and in the agony. From the time that he got the nails in his hands. Come on. Just start praising him. The nails in his feet. The bruises that they spread in his side, that the blood and the water splashed all over the curse of the thorn on his head, that broke property, that we can live in prosperity through Jesus Christ, and it shall be given. Oh, my God. When Satan has no control, because when he said Jesus, when he went back, he said to the gates of hell and took back the key, Satan himself ain't got nothing. Not only was he wounded for our transgression, I'm sorry, he was bruised for our iniquity. He, as he discussed before, look what God did for us. If you had a bruise, I remember I used to wake up and say, oh, where did I get this bruise from? And that's something that's in the inside. And I remember when the doctor said, something that's bleeding in the breast, it could be a vessel, I don't know, but I know some, I have known that Yeah, woke up one time and said, ooh, where did the bruise come from? And it's something inside, something is bruised, and sometimes it'll go away, sometimes it'll last long. But that's what Jesus went through. And God said, not only will I forgive what they've done on the outside, thank you, Jesus, but I'm going to give them power on the inside so they can walk in holy victory. Look at God. He only changed us from the inside. The old man is gone, but the spirit of the Holy Spirit, the new man, just entered to us. And what God is saying, he's 2 Corinthians 5:15-17, and he died for all. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer from themselves. It ain't about your will. They go that will thing. It ain't about your will. It's about thy will. But for him who died for them, talking about Jesus, and rose again, therefore if anyone is in Christ, what he say, for anyone that's in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, new in Christ. Because what did Jesus do? Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. He died so we can live through his blood, Jesus. He died so we can have dominion over things that creep and crawl. He died and shed his blood so we can walk and lay hands in our hands and lay hands and claim it and take authority or dominion over everything that we can even ask for. 2 Corinthians 5:21 say, for he made him who knew no sin. He made him. Heavenly Father made him. Jesus knew no sin to be sin for us. And that's powerful scripture, that we may become the righteous of God in him. It says, might, you have a choice. You have a choice to come righteous in him. You have a choice. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the seven places Jesus shed his blood, the bruises, and one are delivering from into hurt and iniquity. So when I talk about breaking a generation curse, I am talking about struggling against the character weakness of family curses for the rest of your life. I am talking about being redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you. And I am talking about being healed, both physical and emotional and spiritual. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus to wipe away our sins and to set us free from iniquity that drives us to do the very thing we do not want to do. Thank you, Jesus. The key to receive the blessings of God is not just getting saved, but getting changed. Transferred from the old creature to the new. Now, that's powerful because we have to, in order to receive and to walk into the seven places Jesus shed his blood, we got to go through a process. We got to trust him even with our marriages. We be hurt by certain relationships. Even with that, we got to trust him that he died to heal the broken heart, to stay in his word, to get knowledge of him, to get a relationship with him, to plead the blood of every situation. Break every generation curse from 34 back generation. See, he tells you through all of this, Satan has no power over you or over the situation, over your marriages, over your homes, over your children, over your jobs, over anything, nothing. He, over your finances, Satan don't have, you have dominion because Jesus wanted back the dominion, the joy. And I just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, and I pray that everybody on this family receive the word of God to research these seven places that Jesus shed his blood and to repent and to go and give him praises and thank him because this is something to be thankful for. Hallelujah. I just want to give it back to the woman of God, Prophetess Teresa. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Prophetess Sam. What an awesome
word talking about the seven places that Jesus shed his blood. My God, you talked about Jesus shedding his blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he shed his blood, he won back our willpower. The Bible talks about it in Leviticus where it says, before the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Every drop of that blood won back our willpower. We wouldn't even have a will to do if he had not shed his blood on Gethsemane. And then you talked about the second place. Jesus shed his blood when he was whipped and lashed. And you talked about in Matthew how the stripes on Jesus won back our health. The Bible says that we're already healed. We're already healed because of every lash. Every lash, every time they hit him, the blood. And then you talked about the third place. My God, Jesus' blood was shed with the crown of thorns that was on his head. That was the third place. And what did that do? You talked about our prosperity. Jesus shed his blood. It broke the curse of poverty. So, yes, prosperity. I'm excited about it. And then you talked about the fourth place. Jesus shed his blood through his hands. When they stuck him in his wrist, his hand. Leviticus talks about it. Fourth place. When the soldiers just pounded the spike to the nail, to nail him to that cross. He shed his blood. My God. And then you talked about the fifth place. The blood was shed by the nails through his feet. Jesus pierced in his feet, and it won back our dominion over the places that we walk, the places that we go. He gave us dominion and power and authority. Man, I'm excited, men and women of God, you know, brought tears to my eyes just thinking about the blood and shed it. And then the sixth place when you talked about how it was pierced in the side. My God, my God, they pierced him in the side, and he shed his blood where the soldiers just literally pierced him, and he was heartbroken. He was heartbroken from the sins, the weight of our sins. My God, and then I'm just, my God, it just make you want to just say, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
And that blood was shed through the bruises, the seventh place that he received. It was an agonizing death. And I just pray that as that word went forth, that all on the line and even those on the internet and those that will hear this in the archives and on iPod and on your computers and on your phone lines, that that word penetrates your soul, your spirit.
Yes.
As the woman of God brought it forth, and I'm telling you, he died that we might live. He died that we would be able to accomplish the things that we can accomplish and win some souls to him.
Yes.
So I'm grateful. I'm blessed tonight. I can go on and on. Certainly, I got to preach this word. I got to preach this word because I'm telling you, there's no greater love.
No better love.
No greater love. than to shed the blood. And then I just got to say this, being a nurse, and when we just really think about how the Bible talked about how Jesus' blood shed as sweat. You know, medical doctors even confirm
yes.
that at a time when you be so intense, filled
yes.
with agony, that
yes.
blood vessels, they can literally break.
Yes.
And beneath the skin, and blood will begin to come out
Ooh.
Of those of your pores like sweat. So they even have to substantiate the scripture.
Yes.
So I just bless God for you, Prophetess Pam, and let me just cover you with a word
yes.
of prayer. Father, I just thank you for what you have done and what you're doing through your vessel, Lord God. Father, I thank you that you have begun a good work in her, Lord God, and you shall finish it in the name of Jesus. Everything, Lord God, that she has poured out, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, that she will reap a harvest, Lord, for every seed sown, every word sown, Lord God, every minute, every hour that she have got in her prayer closet and she have set herself aside, Lord God, to study your word. Father, I thank you that you will replenish, renew, and restore her, Lord God. Father, I thank you that you know, Lord God, every desire that's in her heart, Father. I thank you, Father, for the manifestation in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare divine health, divine healing, that all her needs are met, Lord God. I thank you, Father, by the blood of Jesus, that it will trickle down from the top of her head, Lord God, to the soles of her feet. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord God. I thank you for her children, her family, her loved one, and everything that concerns her, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for the manifestation of every desire, Father, that lines up with your will. I thank you, Father, for houses. I thank you for cars. I thank you, Father, for everything, Lord God, that she put her hands to do, that it shall prosper. And no weapon formed against her, Lord, shall prosper. But everything that you have established for her, Father, I thank you, Father, that she shall embrace it.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, as we touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus, that you have created a new thing in her, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, that it is established, Father, because she's established in you. And I just thank you, Father, that everything about her, Lord, is blessed.
Thank you,
and I thank you, Father, that her heart is lining up with your will, Father. And everyone around her, Lord God, that they will see the glory of God in her life because of you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for this hour of power. And we claim the blood of Jesus over her, Lord God. We claim the blood of Jesus over everything that concerns her. And through the blood of Jesus, Lord God, we decree and declare that she is free. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that there is no yokes of bondage, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that she's free, and she's free indeed, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that every single time that she bring the word of God, Lord God, that you will reward her, Lord God, that you will restore her, Lord God, that you will renew her, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for sweet sleep at night, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that even her household is at peace, Lord God. And every drop of blood that you shed it, Father, we thank you, Father God, that she is renewed because of those drops. And, Father, when she lay hands on the sick, Lord God, they shall recover, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, in her life. And I boldly confess right now, Lord God, that every part of her ministry is coming together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And that you're sending her help, Lord God. You're sending angels, Lord God, to stay and be encamped around her, Father. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the manifestation shall come soon because of you, Father. And even right now, the Lord is saying, because of your obedience, that you're going to begin to reap. You're going to begin to reap a harvest, a hundredfold. God said he's going to show up and show out on you. When the enemy thought he had you down for the last count, God said that he's going to lift you up, and they're going to have to say that God did it.
Thank you,
Father,
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God,
thank
that
you,
you're
Lord.
Showing out in her life, Father. I thank you, Father, that you're bringing forth everything that you said you're going to bring forth. In the name of Jesus, I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And where she lay her head, Father, I call it blessed. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is so.
It is so.
Amen. And glory to your wonderful name, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. You're so worthy.
Yes, you're worthy.
You are so worthy, Father.
So worthy, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we have the lines open, and I just want to, just before anyone on the line comes forth, if there's anyone that don't know Jesus and you want to know him and the pardon of your sins, our arms are handed towards you. Jesus' hand is towards you. These lines are established and created for you to accept him into your heart, to accept him into your life. If you want to receive him, that you want to be part of his kingdom, just repeat after me, Father, forgive me. I have sinned, and I want you in my life. I need you in my life. Father, I believe that Jesus died. I believe that he rose again. I believe that he is the Son of God. And I believe that it's just that simple, that you will accept me just the way I am. If you said that petition, you are in the kingdom. It's not hard. Turn. Repent, and the word says, thou shalt be saved. So if you said that you're saved right now, if you received the word that the woman of God had brought forth, that Jesus shed it, seven places that he dropped his blood, you're in the kingdom. And we encourage you to go to our website, kingdombuildersplaza.org, and you can go to contact us, and we will be glad to contact you. If you don't have a Bible, we'll be more than happy to send you an MP3 version of the Bible. Again, I say these lines are orchestrated for you and everyone that's on the line that's ministering the Word of God. They're coming forth for your souls. So we encourage tonight. Connect with us. You can send us an email at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. And I'm going to turn it back over to Prophetess Pam as we open the lines up. And if you want to contact her, where she can give you her contact information at this time.
Praise the Lord. You can contact me at 1-773-459-3807. That's my cell. That's where you can reach me through. And my email is Jesus First. It's Jesus. Okay, I got to remember that one. It's JesusFirst@yahoo.com. JesusFirst1258@yahoo.com. And that's my information again, 1-773-459-3807. JesusFirst1258@yahoo.com. Yeah. So thank you. I just want to thank God. God is awesome. The blood was shed so we can live. And just thank him and just give him praises. He's worthy to be praised for everything. There's nothing that's too hard for him. Nothing. All things are possible through him. We just got to believe, and we got to have enough faith, because faith is what pleases him. And through all the process that he went through for us, his expectation for us to go through with him through the blood of Jesus as Jesus did. and just get in your word and learn more about what Jesus died for. Learn more about him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you will be blessed through his word. Because that was a powerful word that the Holy Spirit brought forth, because he wants his people to know that he died for all of that. We have that. Demonstrate that power that's in there and ready to be activated through the blood of Jesus. And I just thank you, you all that tuned in. Thank you. In Jesus' name, and just give him the praises for everything, because it is him that do the increase. And the Holy Spirit is the well in our temple. So thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Now, is there anyone that want to have comments or anything at this time? Amen. Well, the lines are open, and I just encourage you to eat the word of God. And next Saturday, same place, same time, Prophetess Pam will be with us for the next 4 weeks, and we're excited about it. And we just praise God for you, Prophetess Pam.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank
and
you.
We just thank bless everyone you. For tuning in to another
thank
broadcast
you.
Of
thank
Saturday
you.
With the Word. And if there's no other comments, I just want to encourage you to go out and tell somebody about Jesus. Because when you think about what's happening in this world today, going to a movie, watching a movie, and you get shot down, no man know the day nor the hour. So I just want you to encourage somebody to live today like it's their last day, because we don't know when that we have to meet our Maker. So if there's no other comments, I just send blessings to your home tonight. Thank you once again for tuning in. God bless you. Have a wonderful, terrific evening, and good night.